using. I forget about Sudoku. Now what is Sudoku teaching?
To play Haikyuu.
How to do that? Oh, I had a fine sequence of patterns. So we didn't really categorize things per se. What we did is we saw patterns, shapes. And when we put all of those shapes together, we realized that we could, like a circle and a square together, looked like, oh, that could be like a head. And now we've got a torso. Oh, and I put two more, you know, shapes there. Two more rectangles. Now I've got some legs and two more rectangles for the arms. And it's just shapes. But now I think it's a body. And I'm convinced it's a body. If I put some clothing on it and draw some eyes, a mouth and a nose and some ears, then I now have baked a little gingerbread man. But my mind doesn't know. My mind thinks that that is a body. And as a child, when you're in the absorbent mind, you really believe that a little squares and rectangles and circle is actually your best friend. And you even give him a name. And then if you couldn't categorize those shapes to remember how that was created, you would never know that you could create. And that's the wonder of the mind, that it saw two separate patterns, but they were totally opposite, a circle and a square, but yet so complementary. And the fabulous architects that we are working with plasma. We knew that if we added a little bit of water to the sides, we could shade it and actually make it disappear. And now it will no longer be a rectangle with sharp edges. I could put a circle underneath that square to the side. Infinite possibilities, inside, outside. I could stretch it, make it bigger, make it smaller. I could do the impossible, possible, by making a circle fit into a square and a square fit into a circle, just by stretching my mind and making it bigger. And then my little fingers go do the work. Translators. 10 digits. 10 little helpers working for me. But there's really 12. Because they're my ancestors. It's their hands. I'm just the messenger, of course. That's why we were given a voice on this earth, this planet. I was to be the messenger. I was to keep the timing of the universe. Speech has a tempo and it's tempered to the heart. So there's your Sudoku, all in one. 10 digits. Can you find them there? Is there a pattern? Or you can count by twos, odds or evens. That's your circle and square.
So you You just did a Sudoku mind.
Mm-hmm.
What was the lesson learned?
The numbers are nothing but shapes with sharp edges.
And we can include anything in anything.
Exactly.
However we want to do it.
It's the stretching, it's the plasma field, it's the stretching of the mind. We didn't know a circle could get so large until a woman gave birth and said, hey, how's that possible that that baby came out of that tiny little circle and then expanded in such a diameter that I was able to birth an 8-pound baby. How is that possible?
Yeah.
It's the stretch of the mind. It's the belief that I could do that with my body. Otherwise, if I didn't, like the doctors tell you, oh, your hips are too small, or oh, I don't think it doesn't look like you'll be able to birth that child. Oh, well, then the woman has to have a C-section. Perfect. Beautiful mind hacking there. Reprogramming. That's what the doctors do. They stop you from believing that you are the master of your own entire destiny. It's your body, mind, and spirit. And that's expansion. If you don't, and then you can't build new highways, and those highways create shapes, interlocking, interweaving into one another, making smart contracts in your mind. Uh-huh. Handshakes, yeah, simultaneously agreeing on both sides of the coin. Saying, I am congruent, smart contract, chi-chi. I'm walking in peace. My circles and squares. And my compass. How can you be an architect if you don't have a compass? How can you create a circle and a square? Never. Not in pure perfection. Because it's the tools that nature gave us here to use as translators. We did all of that on paper, and now we do it in bits and pieces on a digital network. That's our mind. How can such a brilliant mind make a little device that talks to you? And it's like a toy, a little cell phone. And you have no idea how this person gets into that screen and says hi to you.
Incredible.
A stretch of the mind. Somebody said, what if I could put myself inside that and send it to my mother? Let me create a device. Oh, I can take a photo of myself. Sure. And now? Well, that was a long time ago, right? Taking photos. But before that was photosynthesis. And we know that's true because we've seen it on shrouds of holy men, holy women. When they've left their imprinted bodies on the cloth that they left behind as they were resurrected. They took a photo, a snapshot of themselves. How? They must have been solar. Because only the sun can create a snapshot of the universe. Some copies. It's the moon that takes this shot. And the shutter speed opens, snaps, and the sun comes in. And it's a kiss, you see. Photosynthesis. Every sunrise and every sunset. Watch your mama takes a whole snapshot of the whole days and the whole nights. Processes it at night. And then makes it into a movie the next day for your enjoyment. VR, of course, a virtual reality. Let's go mushroom walk. VR. It sounds like a coach. Gonna go drive in my VR. Gonna go from one destination to another. Teleport myself. In my driving truck, VR.
Beat me up, Scotty.
Beat me up, Scotty. Who is Scotty anyway? Scott. What kind of a name is Scott? I remember Scott when I was in primary school. I think grade one. Oh no, that was Spot the dog. I guess it's the same thing. Scott, Spot. I guess Scotty is Scottish and Scots are leprechauns. They believe in magic and fairy stuff. So of course they can fly. That's why they beam me up, Scotty.
Sounds like a mascot.
He's a good mascot. That's the Charlie in the Chocolate Factory. That's the beam me up, Scotty. It's the glass elevator. Numbers in Sudoku and translate them into musical tones and make a song, see what pattern comes out. You see, those games are fun. What did you crack? Okay, I cracked the code. But what are you going to do with that code now that you cracked? You see, the mind does not get smarter unless the code is used into practical. Otherwise, it's useless. I mean, there's so many beautiful ways to keep your mind occupied. That is sorting through. Fruit have got colors and texture, and you're touching. And you know, now your mind is translating different patterns. Patterns of reality of nature. That it knows, it remembers, and it can stay grounded in. But we have a doing mind, and the mind likes to sit and do shuffling from one side to the other. Let me put that item here if it fell on the floor. I'll put this one over that side. I'll move this one to here. I'll clean up here. I'll move that here. I'll wash this. I'll move it up here. I'll move it here all day long. No matter what you use, we are shuffling things around, putting them somewhere, categorizing, making shapes and colors everywhere. Doing shapes again there. You see, we're master builders, master creators, plasma workers, or we can even sculpt our own body, lift some weights and muscles and make yourself lean and skinny or big and muscular and sumo wrestler type. Make yourself hairy or no hair. Diet one color. It's like we're chameleons. Change it up every day. Put some glasses on. Got a nice disguise today. Put some dark ones on because I don't want to be seen. We're we're just like, yeah, little actors putting on some props all day long. Creating shapes. What's that song you sing? Huh? What's that song you sing about the shapes? It's a tree, a shree.
This tree.
Thanks, see. This conversation deserves a beautiful wrap up.
Thank you, Linda, for sharing your thoughts. You keep on unraveling.
Traveling down the synapses of my mind.
Love to put music on your words.
Thank you.
Welcome very much. Play with your thoughts to be alive. Weave some stories out of lines. Kiss your beautiful creativation. Unravel the mysteries of the mind. Juga con tu pensar para ser feliz ya. Deje lindas historias en tu tiempo temporal. Besa tu hermosísima creatividad. Descifra los misterios de la humanidad. Travel to Venice and Saturnation and galaxies across the imagination. Roam through the aurora borealis and discover invisible planets. Viaja por Venus y Saturno y galaxias más allá de la imaginación. Paseate por las auroras boreales. Descubre invisibles planetaries. We study the Kabbalah and build markabas. We dance with the Egyptians and drum with the Incas. We smoke with the Rastas and open our chakras. We hashish hashash, fly to the Arabs. We dance with Ganesha and Maria Magdalena. Ajish, ajash, transport us to Arabia. We dance with Ganesha and Maria Magdalena. Estudiamos la Kabbalah, volamos en Markabas. Bailamos con egipcias, tamboreamos con los incas. Fumamos con los rastas y abrimos nuestros chakras. Ajish, ajash, nos transporta a la Arabia. Danzamos con Ganesha y María Magdalena. Up on a comet and jump on a street. Up on a comet and jump on a street. Up on a comet and jump on a street. A street? That's what you were talking about.
Uh-huh.
What's that?
What is it?
Street. I need to learn that one, man. A street is a star. It smells as a tree. A tree is a tree with the essence of a star. A tree is a star in the shape of a tree. A tree is a tree in the shape of a star.
It's a Christmas tree. It's a tree. It's a tree. Is that what?
Shape.
I see. It's all about shapes. I told you.
Yeah.
Polygons, isn't that what you do best? Mapping out the world.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's hear more.
A tree is a star that whispers to the trees. A tree is a tree that whispers to the stars. Joyful thoughts from the Milky Way. Joyful thoughts from Mother Earth. Reminding all of us to be happy, happy no matter what. And always the pictures in your mind to inspire you and make you feel alive. To inspire you and make you feel alive. Thank you, Pachamama. Thank you, Pachamama. For the medicines on your creative mind. For the medicines on your creative mind. Estudiamos la cabala, volamos en marcabas, bailamos con egipcios, tamboreamos con los incas, fumamos con los rastas y abrimos nuestros chakras. Allí ya nos transporta a la Arabia, danzamos con Ganesha y María Magdalena. Hey. Viajamos por el tiempo y me siento un estrabol. Viajo por el tiempo y me siento un estrabol. Viajo por el tiempo y me siento un estrabol. Estrabol. Un estrabol es una estrella con la esencia del árbol. Un estrabol es un árbol con la esencia de la estrella. Un estrabol es una estrella con la forma del árbol. Un estrabol es un árbol con la forma de la estrella. Un estrabol es una estrella que suspira al árbol. Un estrabol es un árbol que suspira a la estrella. Un alegre pensar de la Vía Láctea. Un alegre pensar de la Madre Terría. Que no se acuerda, no recuerda ya. Ser felices, qué felicidad. Ser felices, qué felicidad. Ser felices, qué felicidad. I love my life. Transforming love into pure light. And a star in the galaxy. Love seed from the beginning of time. Yo soy un diamante en el cielo infinito. Transformo el amor en la luz del futuro. Soy una estrella en la galaxia. Semilla de amor del principio de los tiempos. I'm a mermaid of the Atlantis world. Colorful painting in Mother Earth. With my wisdom and my words, opening human consciousness. Soy una sirenita del mundo de Atlantis. Pintando de colores a la Pachamama. Son mi sabiduría y mis canciones. Abriendo la conciencia humana. Hey. I'm a unicorn running in the woods, jumping through obstacles with a smile. Raising my head to the sun in the sky. Raising my heart to the moon in the night. Soy venadito corriendo deprisa, saltando obstáculos con una sonrisa. Levantando mis ojos al solecito y mi corazón a la luna. Ya como mamá, ya como mamá, ya como mamá, ya como mamá, ya como mamá. That's why I like serpents a lot, because they don't have edges. They are very Skulka, they are very curvy. The serpents are curvy. No shark urges the travel freely. Like our holy water.
So what is it?
Yakumaha.
A tree is a... what is it?
It's a star with the essence. A tree is a star with the essence. A tree is a star with the essence of a tree. A tree is a star with the essence of a tree. A tree is a tree with the essence of a star. A tree is a star with the shape of a tree. A tree is a tree with the shape of a star. A tree is a tree that whispers. Sorry. A tree is a star for the stars. A tree is a star that whispers to the trees. A tree is a tree that whispers to the stars. Joyful thoughts from the Milky Way, etc., etc. That's it.
There you go, there's your Sudoku in your mind.
Oh, exactly, the patterns. Mm-hmm. And then the Strabol is in Spanish, mm-hmm. Estrella and Árbol.
Mm-hmm. That's a brilliant mind.
Strabol.
To be able to do all of that.
Es una estrella con la esencia del árbol. Un Strabol es un árbol con la esencia de la estrella. Un Strabol es una estrella en la forma del árbol. Un Strabol es un árbol, 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 en la con la forma de la estrella. Un Strabol es una estrella que le suspira al árbol. Un Strabol es un árbol que le suspira a la estrella. Un alegre pensar de la Vía Láctea.
Un alegre pensar.
That's it.
There you go. Patterns. You.com.
Sudokus in your mind.
Uh-huh.
Sasuke-san, Sudoku melody. Yeah, that was a good one. There you go. If you can sing that song, it's like you did a Sudoku or more.
Yeah, entertain your mind.
To be alive.
Mm-hmm.
Parches you.
Okay.